Time now for music. The band Bombay Bicycle Club isn't from India, nor are any of its members necessarily into riding bikes, but the four British indie rockers are getting a lot of attention in the UK, with some critics there touting them as the most exciting band in British rock in years. All four band members are still in their early 20s. They met in high school and cut their first record when they were all just 15. Bombay Bicycle Club's frontman Jack Steadman said, "Age was a problem when they started out, especially because the only gigs they could get were at bars."
But the trouble was we were all under 18 and all our friends were, so we had to sort of find the sort of emergency exits to all these bars so that our friends could actually come through the back door and watch us.
Right, because they obviously wouldn't be allowed in. How did you guys come up with a name, Bombay Bicycle Club? It's a great name.
It's pretty much we were just on our way to our first gig and we didn't have a name yet, so we drove past this restaurant in the car that we were in, and it was called Bombay Bicycle Club.
And that's it?
And that was it, really.
Yeah. Have you eaten there?
They actually, a year later, they said, "Do you want to come in and have dinner on us?" And so we got a free curry out of it, at least.
That's not bad. I want to ask you about, obviously, the music on this record. It has an electronic sensibility, but it's also a very layered record. And I want to hear a track. It's called Shuffle. Wayne is coming on the sword. This is just one of the catchiest songs I've heard in a long time. It just grabbed me the first time I heard it. That piano, the upbeat, soaring vocals. Tell me about this song. What is it about?
This is a song that actually started off as a song which I was doing as part of my solo project, which is all electronic. I was really just getting into sampling music instead of writing it on guitars. And it was the sort of writer's block that I had during this album which made me go into that stuff and try and adapt it into a band.
Tell me about the process of putting some of these songs together.
It's usually just like a really small idea that I have and I record in my bedroom and I just send it to the band. And that's something that we just all work on together because I'm really bad at finishing things. So I'll start a lot of songs and they'll help me get it all finished. I would promise so I could think about it afterward. Humor me, just think it through. It's all I ever asked of you.
Once the band started to get more attention, you eventually won a contest to headline a pretty significant music festival, right? And that was sort of it. I mean, that was the beginning of where you would eventually land.
Yeah, it was funny because we did that festival, but we had to go back to school. I mean,
after the festival
everyone was
ended.
Saying, you know, this is it. You've made it. This is the beginning. And then we were like, well, actually, I think, well, let's just calm down and make sure that we do it right.
Did you, any of you guys, the four members of the band, ever think about going to university and putting the band on hold?
Yeah, we all had places at university, actually, but that was just us being sensible, I think. I've always known that this is exactly what I want to do.
I'm speaking with Jack Steadman. He's the frontman for Bombay Bicycle Club. It's a British band, and they have a new record. It's called A Different Kind of Fix. Do you write most of the lyrics?
Yeah, I write the lyrics.
The last lines of Lights Out, Words Gone, you hear the words, "When the light is out and the words have gone, let me be the one to try it on." What is the song about?
I guess it's just about going to bed with someone. That makes it sound really creepy.
No. No, it's a classic theme in music. I mean, your earlier songs seem to have clearer stories, whereas the songs on this record are more impenetrable, difficult to know exactly what they're about. Almost like there are fragments of stories in these songs.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think I was just a lot less self-conscious when I was a teenager. When I listened to those early songs, I feel like an adult discovering, you know, that diary under your bed that you wrote when you were younger. Mm-hmm. And you're embarrassed by it. But at that time, you weren't ashamed to write all your feelings down in that way.
And now you feel like you have to hide it a bit more?
I think so, yeah. I think that's becoming a bit more abstract because you are just a bit more self-conscious.
Because people are parsing your lyrics more now and sort of reading them more carefully.
Yeah, that's probably it. It's something I'd like to try and work against, to be honest, if on the next record. I think it's nice to just be unashamed and just... That definitely appealed to a lot of people anyway in the beginning.
On this record, Jack, I hear a lot of really powerful influences, particularly British influences. Stone Roses from the late 80s, early 90s. Ronnie Size and the drum and bass sound. And this song still has an unmistakable Radiohead quality to it.
Held your standards close to Harbord Lane. One night you threw them down.
How do you sort of decide how far to go in the direction of the bands that influenced you versus kind of stepping back and trying to create something completely new?
Yeah, I think I get so in love with a band that I just end up pretty much copying them. Hmm. And I hope that the originality can come from the fact that you're in love with 1,000 bands and they're all completely different, so that when you copy all of them at once, that's how you create something new.
And is it fair to say that Radiohead's a band that you love?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Definitely one of my all-time favorite bands.
You are all headed on a long tour, including your first headlining tour in the U.S., right? Starting in next month, I think.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a mixture of excitement and, like, that's going to be the longest tour we've ever done, so we're all sort of just, I guess, a bit nervous about it.
Is it strange to go to places? I know you're going to be going to Asia, and people are singing the words that you've written to see that in the audience?
It's really, really surreal. A couple of weeks ago, we played in Hong Kong, which is where I was born, so that was, like, one of the craziest moments of my life, because I went back there 21 years later, and there were all these people that were singing, and it was just a really, really surreal and a very, very cheesy, corny moment.
That's Jack Steadman. He's the vocalist for the British band Bombay Bicycle Club. Their new record is called A Different Kind of Fix. It's out now. Jack, join me from London. Thanks so much for being with us, Jack Steadman.
Thank you very much.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast, The Best of Weekends and All Things Considered. You can find it on iTunes or at npr.org/weekendatc. We post a new episode every Sunday night. Tomorrow on the program, we ask if Ronald Reagan were running for president today, could he get the GOP nod? Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.